Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom mobile app is being used by more and more people, including celebrity hosts like Russell Brand. With the app, you can record when you're out and about on location. You can also edit the recording and file it and upload it while you're still out and about on location. And that way, your creations can instantly be heard by your fans or followers on social media. Now, if you're not a producer, but you like listening, well, then the app is great for you too, especially with its daily download feature. That automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone every morning. And that way, even if you're offline, for example, on your commute, you can still listen to your favorite shows. A new bill hits Congress as lobbyists circle their wagons, and there's also a new podcast network. We'll get to all that and more. First, a reminder, Rain Summit West is coming up on April 12th in Las Vegas. It is the leading, preeminent information and networking conference for the streaming audio industry. As always, it'll be a full day of panels, research presentations, a keynote speech from Anthony Bay, the CEO of RDO, and, of course, the famous Rain cocktail mixer at the end. Go to rainnews.com and click on Summits for more information and registration. Please join us. I hope to meet you there. A new radio bill was introduced to Congress this week called the Local Radio Freedom Act. The freedom part of the Local Radio Freedom Act is freedom from paying for the music played on radio. Broadcast radio in the U.S. has always been legally exempt from paying record labels for over-the-air play. Stations do have to pay for the music in their webcast streams, but not over the air. This exemption has been challenged repeatedly and increasingly as the internet radio era matures. That's because Pandora and other online radio outlets do have to pay the labels for music, according to royalty rates set by the U.S. government. And by the way, satellite radio has to pay too. So the Local Radio Freedom Act, if passed, would reinforce the exemption in the U.S. legislature, ensuring that radio continues in its safe haven. The radio industry asserts that radio airplay promotes artists, breaks new stars, and encourages music sales. Opposing groups like Music First, which is a consortium of musicians, say that performers should get paid for all uses of their recordings. The internet media brand Slate is a longtime producer of podcasts and now has launched a new podcast network. It's called Panoply. Panoply collects all of Slate's in-house programs and adds externally produced shows from The New York Times Magazine, Huffington Post, Inc. Magazine, and several other brands. Panoply is more than a portfolio of podcasts. It's also an ad network that intends to combine audiences and sell ads across programs. Panoply is just the latest podcast network to spring up in what is widely recognized as a podcasting resurgence. Other networks to keep your eye on and your ear on as well include Podcast One, founded by Norman Pattis, an ex-radio executive, Midroll Media, Gimlet Media, and Play It, which is from CBS Radio. The legendary hard rock band Led Zeppelin has kept a tight hold on its catalog as streaming music has grown. In December of 2013, Spotify made news by acquiring the rights to Zeppelin's entire discography for streaming on the Spotify platform. It wasn't often mentioned at the time, but actually, you could hear everything you wanted on YouTube. Now, Led Zeppelin has loosened the leash a little more, licensing its music to hi-fi streamer Tidal, and also to Deezer Elite, which is another hi-fi service, which streams through Sonos Wi-Fi speakers. The research company eMarketer released a new study that projects the growth of the streaming audio audience. That report sees the audience for online radio growing from 160 million last year to 192 million by 2019. Included in that projection are terrestrial webcasts, pure play internet radio, and also podcasts. All listening devices, mobile and desktop, were included in the report. Interestingly, eMarketer also surveyed advertisers about their sentiment. The key result is that ad agencies regard audio as a single, unified medium, not an array of disconnected platforms. Here's what the report said, and I quote, As digital radio continues to mature, advertisers are increasingly looking at the entire radio universe as a single budget item rather than segmenting it by platforms such as traditional, digital, and satellite. Radio Player, the BBC-supported app through which you can listen to British radio, announced something new: online-only stations included in the app. This is a first for Radio Player. The door is not wide open, though. There are rules and restrictions around which pure-play internet streams can be included. First, the online stations must be owned by a broadcast group of at least 10 radio stations. Any group that does have 10 stations can have one pure-play internet stream added to their cluster. And each cluster of 10 stations entitles the group to another online-only station. The purpose of this initiative, according to Radio Player General Manager Michael Hill, is to encourage innovation in programming. Sharp-witted British comedian Russell Brand is starting a new podcast, and it's exclusively on Audioboom. This deal includes 2 45-minute episodes each week. The first one is up on Audioboom now. Brand will also use Audioboom's mobile app, which, if you recall, I promoted at the start of this program, to record and upload his thoughts on the fly. The whole enterprise will be repackaged for broadcast, leveraging Audioboom's broadcast partners. There are a few other angles, too. A 10-minute highlight program will go to iTunes, and an audio version of Russell Brand's YouTube program will be packaged up for Audioboom. This is a good example of podcasting's growing importance in extending a performer's personal brand into the streaming audio space. Well, the days of impulse buying CDs while waiting for your triple-tall soy two-pump mocha latte at Starbucks are over, or soon will be. Starbucks announced it will exit the CD retail business. If you haven't switched to downloading or streaming, you'll have to find some other place to get your Norah Jones CDs. The Starbucks announcement said it will explore other ways of selling music and used the phrase relevant options, which speaks volumes about the falling CD market. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujula. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujula.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.